We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track four games at once with multi-view mode and catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Now, last time Christopher Piper, who's the commissioner for the Virginia Department of Elections, was on, I got a lot of emails from people who really appreciated the insight that he was able to give us about how the elections are being handled. And as you know, I've been very critical of the extended period of time where people can vote. I'm concerned about the possibility of cheating with the mail. But Chris Piper is back with us today, and I appreciate you being willing to come back on. I know you probably have every news outlet in Virginia trying to talk to you. So thanks for taking the time to come on and walk our audience through this. Today, I thought I would ask you about the ballots that have already been cast in courthouses all around Virginia, and those that are, I guess, sitting in stacks and bundles that have been mailed back. Where are they now, and when did those ballots get counted, Chris?
So if you're going, and first of all, thanks for having me back. But if you're going in person, you're casting the ballot into the machine at the end of the day, or depending on how many people come in throughout the day, those ballots are retrieved. They're secured in locked containers, and then they're put into locked rooms for the night. Every registrar's office is handling that, and they have a security plan that they provide to us. Those aren't available to the public, obviously, but they do have to have a plan that is certified by the electoral board and then sent to us. And the same is pretty much true with the mailed-in ballots. So the mailed-in ballots come in. They're immediately checked for the proper information. And then those are cast on the machine in the presence of election officers. And election officers that represent from each party. So you have to have at least one from each party in the room as those envelopes are being opened and cast. And then they're locked away as well. After the election, ballots are stored with the clerk of the court for 22 months under lock and key. And we keep those there in case there's any question or about the legitimacy of the election. Of course, they're all paper ballots, so we can always go back and count those. And we have an auditing law, so after the election, we are required to go back and audit random localities to determine that the election results are what we said they were.
So when I voted in Henrico, I went to the courthouse, I stood in line, circled in the bubble for the candidates that I wanted to vote for. I put it in the machine, and I think it said 670 people had voted on that machine that day, if I remember correctly, at least when I went through. Is there anyone who's seeing a running tally of Donald Trump's votes, Joe Biden's votes, Daniel Gade's votes, Mark Warner's votes? Is anybody seeing that right now, or is that hidden and not unveiled until election day? What's the status of the actual tallies?
Right, absolutely not. So all machines are programmed to count how many ballots are coming in, because at the end of the night, they'll pool to make sure that they have the proper number of ballots that match the number of votes cast. So there's a check there. But until 7 p.m., on election day, those machines are up and running, And when you close those machines, you then pull out the tape and get the tally of how many votes were cast for each office and each question, but not a minute before then.
So if I went to Henrico County right now, the registrar in Henrico can't be having a smoke break or a coffee break saying, oh my God, Donald Trump is really doing great, or Joe Biden is kicking his butt. They really don't know. It would be complete conjecture on their part.
That's correct. And I only laugh because I think about the registrar in Henrico County actually smoking a cigarette.
Okay.
Yeah. But yeah, no, there's not a soul in this world who knows the number of votes cast for each candidate in Virginia. That's for sure.
And these ballots, do you have a staff that's working 8 hours a day to process all of these ballots in advance of Election Day? Or is it just a couple of hours, or am I exaggerating how many ballots you have right now to get through? Is it easy, or is it really like working at a factory 8 hours a day to try to get through all of this stuff?
Well, it depends on the locality. Your larger localities who have more mail-in ballots are going to have more time when they're processing the mailed-in ballots, simply because they have such a huge volume. But again, those have to be at set times. They have to be when there are election officers of both parties present to witness and be part of the process of checking those ballots in and scanning them through the machines. So it's a very deliberate, careful process when it comes to mailed-in ballots. Of course, like what you did, which is checking in just like you would on Election Day and casting your ballot through the machine, that is handled just like we do every Election Day, even though it's early in person.
And the paper ballots that have been mailed in, I'm sorry to delve into the detail here, but have there been challenges? You know, does say the Republican Observer or the Democrat Observer get to say, now, wait a minute, that thing's ripped, or I can't tell whether the bubble's fully filled in, so I challenge that ballot. What is that happening now? And if so, what occurs next if it's challenged? I don't know the process, so you'll have to educate me about it.
Well, the examples you just gave are situations that the machine would catch. So if there's an undervote or an overvote, it could kick it back out and inform the voter that there's an error with their ballot, or maybe it's torn. It's like, think about putting your dollar bill through one of them snack machines. You know, it spits it back out and says, hey, I don't know that that's an actual dollar bill. The same thing happens with our voting machines. But if you have a Republican or a Democratic observer, the challenge that they'll have is, I don't know that that person's on the poll book, or maybe that person, you know, my records might show that this person may have already voted, situations like that. And there are observers that can be there on early voting. I haven't heard of any stories or any controversy in that area as of yet, but it's certainly the observers are in attendance at several localities during the early voting process.
And every paper ballot, there's somebody kind of actually checking, okay, this is John Reed's paper ballot. Wait a minute, John Reed also voted in person. Is this the same John Reed or a different John Reed? Is that being
right?
Done?
So when you check in just like you would on Election Day, they're using poll books or they're using the voter registration database. And if you've already, for example, requested an absentee ballot, and you show up to the polls, or, you know, early in person, they're going to say, you already requested an absentee ballot. Do you have that ballot with you? And if you don't, then there's a process that you would have to go through. And then, of course, they're checking to see if you've already returned your ballot. In that situation, you would be prevented from casting a ballot in person because we would already know that the ballot's been returned.
Gotcha. Listen, I appreciate you walking through this with me. I may call you again before we actually have the election day, but this is really helpful for everyone to have an appreciation for what's going on behind the scenes and hopefully have more confidence in the process. Chris Piper is the commissioner of the Virginia Department of Elections. Thank you, Chris.
Thank you, John.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours.
And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.